Then we meditate on the four immeasurables. We do that to increase our altruistic intention. Yeah. So may all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. That is love. Okay. Notice here that the key word is all. It doesn't say, may my friends and relatives and everybody who's nice to me have happiness and its causes and I don't care about anybody else. Okay. It doesn't say that. It says may all sentient beings. Okay, so that includes your ex-husband, it includes your boss, it includes your neighbor who plays music at 3 o'clock in the morning and wakes you up. It includes Saddam Hussein, you know, it includes everybody. Yeah, you can't leave anybody out of this. Then, may all sentient beings be free of suffering and its causes. So this is the meaning of compassion. Okay. So again, it's all sentient beings. It's not just may I be free of suffering and its causes, and may my enemy have suffering and its causes. Okay. But we're extending this to everybody. Then may all sentient beings not be separated from sorrowless bliss. So this refers to, you know, may sentient beings have upper rebirth, and sorrowless bliss refers to nirvana. May they have the ultimate peace of having freedom. Yeah, and freedom here doesn't mean political freedom. It means freedom from ignorance, anger, and attachment. So this third one is joy. Yeah, wishing others to be free, to not be separated from sorrowless bliss. That's joy. Yeah, wanting them to have happiness. And then the fourth one, may all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free of bias, attachment, and anger. That's equanimity. Okay, so may everybody, you know, have an impartial mind, not a biased mind that feels close to some and distant from others, that wants happiness from some and wants suffering for others. Yeah, but may we really open our heart in an equal-hearted or equal feeling of care and affection for everybody. Okay, so that's equanimity. It's nice when we say these sometimes to pause afterwards and really spend some time reflecting on them. And just think of how different the world would be if people had these four in their own hearts. And you can start off thinking just how different your own life would be if you felt these four consistently. Yeah. And then think of how, if other beings felt these four, how different the world would be. Yeah. And here we really get a sense of how happiness comes through transforming our mind, not through controlling the external situation.